Title: Reference Track Level Matching That Actually Works Beginner. Alright, let's talk about one of the least exciting, most powerful skills in mixing, reference track level matching, especially in drum and bass. Because here's the trap: if your reference track is even a couple dB louder than your mix, your brain will instantly label it as better, punchier, wider, clearer, more professional, and then you start fixing things that aren't actually broken. You boost the highs, you overcook the limiter, you destroy your low end when the real problem was just loudness bias. So in this lesson, you're going to build a simple, repeatable workflow in Ableton Live that makes A/B comparisons actually meaningful. We'll set up clean routing, match loudness properly, and then we'll use the reference to make real drum and bass decisions, kick and snare relationship, sub weight, hat brightness, density, and perceived loudness. Let's do it. First, choose the right reference. Pick 1 to 3 tracks that are genuinely close to what you're trying to make. If you're doing a deep roller, don't reference a super bright festival jump up banger and then wonder why your mix doesn't sparkle. Think in lanes. Rolling and minimal tends to have tight low end and steady groove. Jump up is more aggressive mid bass with loud snares. Jungle is about bright clarity and transience with lively tops. And a big one: use released audio files if you can. WAV or AF is ideal. Avoid YouTube rips. Apart from quality loss, they can be level shifted or clipped in weird ways, and that ruins the whole point. Now step 1 in Ableton. Import and warp correctly. Create a new audio track and name it reference. Drag your reference into arrangement view. Click the clip, and in clip view, you'll usually want warp on, because you want the reference aligned to your grid so you can compare the same musical moments. If the segment BPM is wrong, set it correctly. For warp mode, if it's a full mastered track, Complex or Complex Pro is generally safe. If you're referencing something super drum heavy like a breaky jungle tune and you really care about transience, you can try Beats mode, but be careful, warping can smear drums if it's pushed too far. DNB detail here: if your track is 174 and your reference is 172, a small warp is fine. But if you find yourself stretching it a lot, you might be better off just comparing without forcing perfect alignment, or choosing a reference closer in tempo. Next step, routing. This is the part most beginners accidentally mess up. The goal is simple: your reference must not touch your mix bus processing. If your mix bus has glue compression, saturation, limiting, any of that, and your reference runs through it too, your comparison is invalid. You're basically processing the reference into something else, then comparing that to your mix, and the whole feature becomes unreliable. Here's the clean method. Create 2 audio tracks. One named MIX bus, one named reference, which you already have. Now route all of your music channels, drums, bass, synths, FX, everything, so their audio to goes to MIX bus. Then set MIX bus audio to master, and set reference audio to master. Now you have 2 separate lanes feeding the master. The key habit is this: put your mix processing on MIX bus, not on the master. That way, your reference goes straight to the master untouched, and your mix goes through your chain. If you already have stuff on the master, pause and move it. Otherwise, you'll keep fooling yourself later. Cool. Now build the level match chain on the reference. On the reference track, insert utility first. Utility is your level match knob. Start by pulling it down, because most mastered references will be louder than your mix. A good starting guess is -6 dB. Sometimes it'll be -8, -10, it depends. Optional but helpful. Add spectrum after utility. This isn't for copying the curve, it's just a quick reality check when you're wondering where energy sits. And optionally add a limiter at the end of the reference chain with a ceiling of -1 dB. This is not to make it loud, it's just a safety net in case the file has unexpected peaks, especially if it's a hot master or you're jumping around different sections. Quick extra coach note: if your reference is clipping Ableton's track meter before it even hits utility, don't ignore that. Turn down the clip gain and clip view using the gain control. You want a clean reference. Otherwise, you might be comparing a distorted reference to your clean mix and making the wrong call. Now on the MIX bus, if you want a beginner-friendly mix into its setup for DNB, you can add a glue compressor and a limiter. Glue compressor: gentle, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. On the drop, aim for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If it's slamming harder than that, you're probably squashing your snare's snap. Limiter: ceiling -1 dB. This is just to keep things stable while you work. You are not chasing final loudness right now. You're trying to compare balances. Now we do the part that actually works: loudness matching with integrated loudness. If you have Ableton's metering device available, great. Put metering on the MIX bus after your bus chain. Put another metering on the reference after utility. Now pick the section you will compare. For drum and bass, don't match on the intro. Don't match on the breakdown. Match on the drop. Loop 16 bars of the drop where the full system is happening. Kick, snare, sub, tops, maybe the main bass. That's the truth zone, because it represents the density you're actually mixing. Play the loop for your mix. Note the integrated loudness reading. Then play the loop for the reference, and adjust utility on the reference until the integrated loudness is basically the same. Your target is to match within about plus or minus half a dB. That's close enough that loudness bias stops dominating your decisions. If you don't have LUFS metering, you can still do a practical version. Start with utility on the reference at minus 6 to minus 10 dB. This audio version is shortened for playback.